Hi, it's Milton. Even though I've promised Walker that after 80 episodes that he can have some time off, I did want to mention that starting on the 12th of January, that's a Wednesday, on Wednesday afternoons from 5 to 6:30, we'll be having a script analysis class, and I'll explain more about that at some point. It's really what couples with the technique classes that we've been talking about in the podcast. The ability to look at text and analyze text and then know exactly how the technique fits into it. And that class will last for 6 weeks. If you're interested, if you will email Walker at questionsformilton@gmail.com, we will send you all the information. The one thing that I did want to put on to this promo is there is this consistent problem that I just think is worth addressing. It came up with somebody I was coaching. He was talking about a problem he was having during filming. He said, I have a problem because I make a choice, and then when I'm on set, and then they say, all right, we don't have a lot of time, and we'll only have time for one take. He said, then all of a sudden, I can't figure out which choice, and I'm trying to whatever. So listen, here's the thing, and I absolutely am aware this is not easy, and it takes a lot of concentrated work to develop the ability to not try to recreate your rehearsal, to not recreate what it is you've worked on. It's weird, but it's a totally different action to play. You're playing the action to recreate what I did yesterday. It's a matter of being able to let go and trust the work that you have. Now, that's not going to be easy. And that's the reason you have to do it a lot. You know, you can invent exercises for yourself. In my book, I have a lot of exercises listed. But you just do them and do them so you get used to doing it. And so you get used to sort of just letting go. And I know it's difficult. But if you can develop that ability, it is going to totally and completely free you. The book, I Don't Need an Acting Class, is now available at your local bookstore, wherever you get books. And I have been asked to say it's a great Christmas present for actors, aspiring actors, people who think they might even someday want to become an actor.